Hello, everyone. Let's have you all take a deep breath and relax. Spirit, please set spin ratio of the fields. 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5-3. 8-5. 13-8. 21-13. 34-21. 55-34. 89-55. 144-89. Initiate unified field. And we would like to ask that the highest level of spirit appropriate to your work today radiate forth from the center of the heart, filling the field completely with the light of your own field, light of your own spirit, light of your own being, we should say. And visualize your field stretching out, reaching out, either side, front and behind, lightly touching the field of another person in this call. Tell everyone in this call is linked in a single unified field. Now through that single unified field, I'm going to merge the Council of One, specifically with the Planetary Service Team. I'm going to do things a little differently today. We're going to do a process for the planet, and then we're going to open up the call to questions, as we're sure many of you may have them. They can be about current events or about anything, really, but we think that people probably are interested in current events at the moment as they pertain to the current pandemic and possible fallout of same. And so we will be willing to answer your questions later. But first, let's allow the collective unified field to float above. This time we'll go to the North Pole. And stretch that collective unified field out in all directions, anchoring at the North Pole, stretching out in all directions, until it's surrounding the entire planet, all around 5 miles above the surface of the planet, including all of that space, all of the Earth, and all of what's in it. Influencing through the collective consciousness grids of the planet, other fields to unify. The fields of all those on Earth to unify, should they wish to do so. Please stand by for transmission of purity and ultraviolet. By doing this, it's an efficient way to connect with individuals on the planet, whether they be walking on the land or swimming in the sea. By unifying their field, it allows them to handle the intensity of a blast of purity and ultraviolet. And this will not only help them deal with any microorganisms that aren't friendly, it will also help them purge themselves of energy that comes to them from the people around them, from social media, from media sources, that have inserted thought forms and emotions that aren't their own into their fields. It will help clear those so that they can feel their own spirits for a moment, feel their own essence, feel their own thoughts and ideas and feelings about things. Please stand by for the energy of divine peace, flow through the collective unified field, spreading out into the collective group mind grid, the noetic sphere, the noosphere around the planet, saturating it with the energy of the Shulamit Shalom, the peace that passeth all understanding. Bringing peace and calm. Bringing divine serenity. And, if even momentarily, a release from the grip of fear. There's a lot of fear in the collective grids right now. Fear for physical survival. Fear for economic survival. To many, they are one and the same. But where fear grips the individual, the voice of essence can no longer be heard. The voice of spirit can no longer be discerned. And all the noise and all the buzz that the fear generates, like a low-level buzz constantly irritating under the skin. By relaxing that for a moment, an individual can then open to the fullness of expression of who they really are. And that in turn can help guide and inform their words, their actions, their choices. Bring about the highest probability outcome for all concerned. Please stand by for the transmission of the gold ray of divine wisdom. So that all beings, including the leaders of said beings, can be open to the knowledge that all is one. And from that place, work compassionately to deal with the crises, the challenges facing Earth at this time and will continue to face Earth as time goes on. Please stand by for the transmission of the energy of divine grace, the silver ray, to move through your collective unified field, to spread out over the collective mind grids of Earth. Deep mind grid. So that the collective consciousness may release the past for a fresh start in the now moment. Release old, outdated energy, ideas, concepts, rules, thought forms, ideas, and open themselves to true inspiration and spirit on a fully conscious level. Right. Please continue to stand by for this energy transmission, holding steady at the north pole of the planet, keeping the unified field steady around Earth. Please stand by for a transmission from the center of the sun. This is galactic energy coming in through the gate in the center of the sun. that connects us to the central sun of our galaxy. These galactic frequencies are meant to help align Earth to the coming changes, not just the inhabitants of Earth, but the whole web work of life that enables Earth to help activate it to its highest potential of evolution and expansion of consciousness and the development of further intelligence. We are going to help facilitate a special guest today. We are going to help steady the transmissions from the sixth dimension and the messianic inner soul to flow through the collective unified field, the messianic plane energy of unconditional love. Through the planetary grid. Please welcome the energy of the Christ consciousness. Allow and be transparent to the unconditional love of Source that's expressed through the messianic plane, through what is called the Christ of consciousness or the messianic consciousness. Through that which reminds all on the physical plane that they are one with the Creator Source. Thank you. Stand by and continue to hold the energy steady through the collective unified field that you hold. Saturate cosmic consciousness grid, the collective consciousness grid, and make them as one. Very good. Please stand by for the transmission of the energy of divine love divine truth and divine power, will or energy, to flow through the collective unified field into the planetary grids that you're connected to. We'll act to quicken and kindle the threefold flame in the center of the heart chakra of all who are receptive to it. To feel that connection with the messianic oversouls of our own being. Quickening the love vibration that animates down to the subatomic level everything that is on Earth and beyond. Connecting to the love universe vibration of the Earth. Radiating forth that connection, that unconditional love. To every being each of you has ever known. Thank you. Okay, so we are now going to open this up to questions for those who have them. Anyone?
I have a question that actually originated from the last time.
Okay.
When I think it was mentioned that cats and I think also dogs can get coronavirus. My question is, is that the same variety of coronavirus that is affecting humans, or is it different, and how are they related, and what, if anything, do we need to know about either or both?
Well, there are already 40 strains of the coronavirus that you're dealing with in this current pandemic. So it really depends. The strains that the pets would get would depend on the strains that they were exposed to. What we're seeing is mostly human-to-pet transmission, not the other way around. And so what strain the dog or cat have will depend on where they receive the infection from. It doesn't seem to affect them as strongly as humans, though.
And is that what happened at the Bronx Zoo?
It was a human. It was transmitted from a zookeeper to the tiger, yes.
Thank you.
Since there are many levels always to large-scale events like these, was the virus created with a purpose, and if so, by whom and for what? Or if the virus appeared as a natural event, is the virus being used to affect a particular timeline?
Well, in terms, if you're asking whether this is an engineered virus in a laboratory, no, it is a natural virus of the class of coronaviruses often found in small mammals, including the bat, but also in rats and other somewhat smallish animals such as possums, that type of mammalian being. But this particular coronavirus has also been able to find intermediate hosts, not only in other mammalian hosts, but also in reptiles, namely snakes. That is one of the things that makes this particularly difficult, because it has genetic material from the reptilian kingdom. And while the human immune system is somewhat adept at dealing with mammalian viruses, viruses that contain reptilian DNA are a little bit different, and so it's having a little bit of a harder time with it than it might have with other respiratory illnesses. Now, as to the question of whether this came from a lab that was studying said virus, we will not rule that out. There is a virus lab in Wuhan. They were studying all sorts of classes of coronaviruses, and it is not beyond plausibility that they could have been careless or not as careful as they could have been, and some of the viruses they were studying might have escaped, which may have kicked off the pandemic. But that said, this is not engineered.
Well, I guess...
That, remember that viruses are not DVIC in the same way that bacteria are. Bacteria are of the DVIC kingdom. They are in high souls. Viruses are parts of the natural world that were created to shuttle genetic material from one source to another. You are constantly surrounded by viruses that are shuttling genetic material to you, and where you don't resist it, you don't get sick. There are certain classes of viruses that the human body will always reject, and therefore all of you get sick from those particular viruses, but they won't necessarily be very strong, say, in another species. It really depends on the genetic material that's being shuttled. Because this particular coronavirus has reptilian DNA in it, it is making more of a problem in terms of the intensity of the immune response to it. The immune system often overreacts to it, which is what is marking some of the more severe cases in the severity of response. Now, on a cosmic level, you might say that if the virus was engineered, in quotes, it was done so by all of you, meaning the collective consciousness of the people on Earth were calling out for a slowdown, for a pause. There was a feeling as if the world was moving off the edge of a cliff heedlessly without any reflection. And you live on a planet that tends to manifest for you in the physical what you want to have. So we wouldn't call this a divine retribution, as some religious leaders are calling it, but we would call it a divine intervention. So the world responded by providing this virus to slow things down. And so it has. So the timing of it is very much engineered, but it could have been one of the many organisms that might have affected you. We will also point out that human immune systems have been challenged in the last decade by many factors of modern life that are disturbing to it. The constant exposure to radiation, for instance, not just the ionizing radiation that is a relic or a leftover of nuclear power plants or nuclear explosions or nuclear testing, but also the non-ionizing radiation that is emitted by cell phone and wireless.
Well, could everybody mute if they're not on the talking right
yes,
now?
It sounds like you're making tea. Could you please mute yourself? Well, if we called out for this on the collective consciousness to slow things down, to have a pause, is this
yes.
then the beginning of a series of events with similar
yes.
global effects and impact on humanity and the planet,
yes.
and how rapid and deep will the transformation be?
Well, the how rapid and deep the transformation is, as it always is, up to you, up to all of you. How you choose to react is a choice to the events in the physical plane, as it has always been. Remember that the Greek word krite, where the word crisis in English emerges from, means to decide, to choose. It also means to criticize. So this is a time that you can critique the way that you run your economy, the way you run your society, the way you are using the resources of this planet, the way you are using your own resources, the various shortages are kind of illustrative of that. How are we running our system? Is it really as solid as we want it to be? Because this pandemic, as you have intuited, is the first of many crises that are coming to the Earth in the next decade. And this crisis itself will not be over for some time, given that the virus is now in the human population. And there will be times when the social distancing is relaxed, but then will have to be reimposed when the number of hospitalizations and deaths go up again. That this will be as if you were lifting the pot, the lid off of a boiling pot to let off steam periodically, but then replacing that lid. There will be energy building from these times of contraction and release that you will do in order to accommodate the virus and to minimize the loss of life. But remember that this type of pandemic situation was inevitable, given the way that business is currently conducted, given the way that global travel is currently affected, given the relative casualness with which the possibility for infections being shuttled from nation to nation and place to place has been approached. Hopefully there will be some reflection on how to protect health over profits, but again, that is up to all of you collectively as to where this will go. We see a couple of major probability trunks coming off of this seminal event. One where you are going down a more authoritarian route, which you have already started to walk down. And another where you choose a more, we would say, more open and socially progressive route. One where there is more of an awareness of caring for those outside the self. The current American culture really rewards and enshrines selfishness as a virtue in a way. And if that can be reevaluated so that there is more community orientation without the loss of individuality that is so prized in Western cultures, we feel that that is a compromise that can be reached that would be satisfying to all. Remember that the choice is yours, and collectively you can choose not to have the experience of the economy that you have or the politics that you have. These are all expressions of how you're setting up your society, and collectively you have a great deal of power to affect change should you choose to do so.
How can we affect change when the current ability to affect change through the current political systems is so constricted by the partisanship? It feels like we're in
the vote.
Civil disobedience. You will have unrest. Would you like to have it directed towards a progressive goal that's not, and have it be done in a nonviolent way? Or have things collapse to the point where the civil unrest is more violent and driven by fear and pain rather than the desire to uplift and heal? The disruption of the system, strikes, general strikes. All of those things can get the attention of the ruling class. As you have appointed the ruling class. You have permitted them to exist. You can take away their charter at any time. It does mean that because of the current electoral system being compromised in various ways, civil disobedience may be the way to go about it, through organized strikes, walkouts, rent strikes, debt strikes. There are all sorts of methods available to an activated populace, and we have a feeling that the crises, not just this one, but the ones that will follow, are going to stimulate a lot of that. And again, it doesn't have to be violent. It doesn't have to be dangerous. It can be very ordered, but very effective. We would say that this pandemic will be a wake-up call to many insofar as the very little security that some of them managed to attain after the recession of 2008 have now been destabilized again. So what do you do about a system that is continually destabilizing you? Well, you want to create an economy that serves you, not the other way around, so that you're not in service to an economy that really rewards a very few and keeps the rest in what we would call a kind of debt peonage.
Mm-hmm.
And you can move it into a system that is more in alignment with the cosmic principles of unconditional love and the kind of compassion that you would like to see. Or it can go into a more authoritarian route, and it may well do that for a little while yet. as we've said, America's already started walking down that path and has been for the last decade or two. Maybe longer.
I have a question.
Susanna. Okay.
Yes?
Are there is there an influx now of off-planet beings helping us with this? Because I'm sensing things in my house. Not necessarily hostile at all. I'm just wondering, is this the time now where spirit might actually send non-physical beings to work with us?
Well, spirit's always sending non-physical beings to work with you. They're called your guides. You always have non-physical beings working with you at all times. You're never alone.
Okay.
As to extraterrestrial beings, there is a lot of curiosity, but we would say it's more observation than they would not intervene with a system that was there. They will help send energy through the galactic stream that comes through the central sun to your sun from the central sun. They help to modulate that, so in an indirect way they will help. But in the sense that will they interfere with the course of human history to help? No, they will not do so. That choice is still collectively humanity's to make. And to a lesser extent, the cetaceans, insofar as they don't have as much control over the workings on the surface of the planet as humanity does. And so, yes, there are a lot of observers, we would say, because there's a lot of fascination with this process and where the collective humanity chooses to go with this and how it will affect the planet as a whole.
Will the infinite soul be manifesting itself?
When it's ready, it will. As always, we don't comment on the time for that. That's totally up to the infinite soul, but we assure you that the timing of the infinite soul has always been nothing but impeccable. It will arrive exactly when it's needed.
Well, Susanna, is there a protocol that you would recommend for us to keep like our immediate family, our friends, our cohorts at work healthy and de-stressed?
Well, there's not a lot you can do for others in the same way that you do for yourself. There is free will and there's consciousness, free choice involved. However, it's always appropriate to send love and energetic support to our loved ones, and how well they receive it will be up to them. We will tell you that maintaining a unified field around your friends and family will eventually train them to hold a unified field as well. And if you lightly touch your unified field to another and then you do the protocols that you wish to do, for instance, the purity blast, some of those other processes, it will influence that energy to go into their fields as well, but it will not be as strong as what you bring down for yourself. But you can, in that sense, do that. What you can do as a public service is use the purity cyclones to clean out a space. That can be very helpful. If you're not able to be in physical contact with them due to social distancing measures now in place, you can still connect with them through the sound of their voice, through a text, through a video conference. You can connect with their energy that way. And just see your field touching theirs, just kind of bumping up against them like a little nose bump, just gently. And their fields will bump up into unification. And then they can share in the energy you're bringing through your fields. If you're bringing in divine peace, say, or if you're bringing the energy of grace or the violet flame, if you're bringing purity and the ultraviolet, whatever you're bringing, their field will be able to bring it in too if they wish. And their essences will often wish it. So you're giving them that opportunity indirectly. But that would be the best way to help them. But where you do go out, we would say it would be very good work to saturate your fields with the energy of divine peace, much as you do in the walking in grace meditation as given. You can add or substitute the ray of divine peace, saturate your bodies and fields with that, and spread it wherever you go. We would say that one of the tasks of older souls is to bring calm and guidance to the younger souls around you. And by spreading the energy of peace, you're able to calm their fear, which is good work, and allow them to know that everyone will get through this. This is not something that is new to the planet, these types of pandemics. And in truth, many of you, especially those of you on this call, are in a much better position for weathering the pandemic than you ever have been in previous lives.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Susanna?
Yes?
Do you have any comments about why California is having such a lower rate of infection and death than, say, New York? Given the size of California, it's very low, and a lot of people are starting to look at that. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, we would say, too, that the there was more circulation of coronavirus before it was identified in California, since there is a lot of traffic between Asia and California routinely, as a matter of course. It's a main entry point for Chinese goods into the United States, and therefore the ports are full of container ships coming from there. But also in the tech sectors, there are many companies that outsource their manufacturing, especially in the city of Wuhan, and we're traveling back and forth. So it was there's a bit more herd immunity present in Californians than there might be. It's as if you got a head start. There was a rather severe flu that was happening early and strong, and what they thought was flu could have been coronavirus in many cases. If you recall, it's only a very small percentage of people who go critical or die from this. Most people do recover after a difficult respiratory illness at home. And so there was a certain amount of that, but also California's governors and leaders acted quickly. And in the way that some thought extreme at the time, but actually has worked to slow the spread of it, the community spread of it. Also, a lot of the populated centers of California are not as skeptical of science as some other areas, and so there was probably more of an awareness. Also, there's a higher presence of Asian immigrants that live in L.A. and in San Francisco, and they have come from countries that deal with this all the time, and so they were also able to influence that as well. So there are a couple of factors for California doing better, but one of them is that it was spreading before it was said to be spreading. In other words, it was spreading since fall of last year.
Thank you.
What's really hitting New York are cases coming from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Today I saw on the news just a document how they're monitoring it in China. A download program on your phone that grades you according to color and is very finite as to whom you've been exposed to and your risk and so forth. Makes me wonder about issuing a new numbering system here and in transit the risk and so forth that would have your medical record, bank account, and so forth. Does it look like that would be in our future?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you completely, Deb. Could you repeat the question?
Okay, the question is that Big Brother has really stepped into China with how they downloaded into people's phones.
Oh, yes, the apps, the tracking apps.
They're tracking, and they're insinuating that it's really too much of Big Brother. I'm wondering if this will be deployed in the United States in some fashion, whether it be an implant on the wrist with a medical record to it, et cetera.
Well, it doesn't really have to be. Everyone's carrying their own tracking device with them if they're carrying their phones.
Right.
We don't discount that the American government might wish to institute such a thing. And if the country goes down more of an authoritarian path, may very well be more privacy violating, civil liberties violating measures taken. But right now, the probability is not strong that it will be instituted right now. Now, that might be an excuse for more of that type of surveillance. And this is where it can be a fine line. In a society that's more open and a society that's more equitable, such measures can be taken without fear of further intrusion, but you're not currently living in a government like that. In other words, what could be seen as a social good, tracing the illness so that you can get it under control and not have to shut down your whole economy, those are necessary steps that have to be taken, and some of them are intrusive. But where there's a lot of trust between the people and their government, that can be done with the idea that it be sunsetted at a certain time and that with the trust that that will be so. However, there isn't a lot of trust for the government in the American people at this time, so we think that that would be a very difficult sell.
Okay. However,
it's likely going to be floated at some point.
I'm sorry, going to
in the
what?
Name of keeping every, and it will probably, the ideas like that will be floated at some point under the pretext that it's to keep everybody safe. And yet it ends up being more of a violation of your freedoms, much as what happened with the Patriot Act after the 9/11 incident.
Okay. Also referring to 9/11, I know that there was that the bridge in New York with so much dying in one site. I was just wondering the impact on the grid with the death toll going up every day in the city.
Well, they're able to deal with it pretty well. There have been more mass deaths in other countries than there have in the United States. It's just that the United States isn't used to these mass casualty events, but on the lower astral, the mediation corps has to mobilize during mass casualty events in order to orient the newly dead. When there's a lot happening at once, there's often a lot of confusion. But we assure you it's all being handled.
Okay.
It is probably more severe in New York with the lung disorders because of 9/11. When those two towers came down, they released a lot of toxic asbestos dust, which is still blowing around Manhattan. And that's probably weakened the lungs of a lot of its inhabitants and made this disease more severe for many of them, especially those who are poor or racially disadvantaged by the current system.
Do they have any idea this is happening?
Probably not. Okay, guys, I gotta go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep spreading that peace around, okay? Because we really need it right now.
Thank
really
you.
Helpful. And I just want to remind everybody on the call that we have posted the tools for these times, thanks to Jody. It's in the articles section of the website, and it's got a document that has the Purity Blast, the Purity Mesh, the Purity Cyclone, and calming down your instinctive centers. All things that you're going to probably need right now, okay? So stay safe and stay healthy.
Thank you.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Stay well.
Thank you, Susanna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Council.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Thank you.